Hey, friends of Two Crones with a Mic. We're back with our Friday message. So, Reverend Indira has a little bit something she wants to talk about.
Well, I'm going to start with, this is Bettina's idea.
What?
This is Bettina's idea. Because when we got done recording our podcast, and if you haven't listened to our Tuesday podcast, please go listen to it. Mm-hmm. Because we always do our podcast, and then we do our Friday message, and usually they're connected. Mm-hmm. And you said that right as we got done, you kept hearing that what we need to talk about is, what did you say?
Actually, we were, instead of channeling, I was guided to just do a prayer.
Yeah.
For the collective.
Yeah.
So
that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's this amazing song called Our Thoughts Are Prayers and We Are Always Praying. And that's kind of what came to me when you said that, you know, our thoughts are prayers and we are always praying. And I'm actually going to pull up a meditation. And this will be our message for the day. And so I invite you all to close or lower your eyes. And we are going to do a global consciousness meditation that is also a metta practice. A metta practice is something that we do in Buddhism. So as you close your eyes or you lower them, whatever's most comfortable, bring your awareness to your heart center. And what that means is you begin to notice the rise and the fall of your chest. You might even be able to tune into the beat of your heart. You might be able to feel it. And if you go deeper into the silence, you might actually be able to hear it. Take a deep breath in and focus on sending love to yourself. And as you exhale, expand that love into your aura, your energy field. Take a deep breath and focus on appreciating all that you have been through, all that you have done, all of the healing. And as you exhale, expand that appreciation into your energy field, into your aura. Take another deep breath and focus on kindness for yourself. Kindness for all that you've experienced and all that you are currently going through. And as you exhale, expand that kindness into your aura, your energy field. Take one more deep breath and focus on compassion for yourself. All that you have done, all that you've been through, all that you're experiencing. And as you release that breath, you expand that compassion into your energy field. Sit here for a few moments, breathing normally, allowing that love, that appreciation, that kindness and that compassion for yourself to become solidified in your field, in your energy field, in your aura, and in your life. Now, recall for yourself a recent situation where you encountered someone who may have been caught up in stress, anxiety, or anger. Perhaps it was a loved one who had a bad day. Maybe it was a friend or an acquaintance who posted something on social media. Perhaps you even saw a stranger who was struggling with a political or social issue. Now envision in your aura the love that you gave to yourself and give it a color or vibration. And you're going to expand that love out to this person that was having a bad day or struggling, and you're going to immerse them in the same love that you have for yourself. You're going to see them for the truth that they are divine at their core. They may have just simply forgotten in that moment. And because you have experienced that, you can give them the grace and the love that you give yourself. Now find appreciation within your energy field. Give it a color. And then expand that appreciation out to that person. Completely immerse them in your appreciation. Appreciate all that they are going through and see the truth. They are absolutely doing the best they can with what they have in that moment. And go back into your field and find kindness, the kindness that you gave to yourself, and give it a color, any color. And you're going to expand this kindness out to the same person. You're going to immerse them in this kindness. And you're going to hold the truth that they are experiencing pain and stress, or they would not act this way. And then you're going to go back into your energy field and you're going to find the compassion that you have for yourself. Pick a color and immerse them in that compassion. Know that if the roles were reversed in every way, that if you were them, you would be doing the exact same thing that they're doing. You know that if you had the same experiences, the same education, the same brain wiring, the same trauma, that you would be doing what they are doing, no matter how much you think that you wouldn't be. Take a couple of deep breaths and sit with this person. And hold them in love and appreciation, kindness and compassion. As you continue to hold yourself in the same. Now you're going to expand this energy field to include the room that you're sitting in. You breathe in, and as you exhale, you're going to image that your field, that energy field, those colors are going to immerse the building that you're sitting in. You may have to do a few breaths to really engulf the entire building, but you're going to see that building, whether it's your home or an apartment or an office building or your car, you're going to see it completely immersed in all the colors of love and appreciation, kindness and compassion that are around you and around that person that you just immersed. You can breathe in, and as you exhale, you're going to blow that energy field out to encompass your entire town or the village that you are in. If you need to exhale a few times to really get the entire town, the entire city, take that time to do that now. see the entire city, town, or village that you live in, that you are living in right now, or that you're existing in right now, completely immersed in the colors of love and appreciation, kindness, and compassion. Breathe in, and as you exhale, immerse the state or the region or the territory that you live in. Again, taking as many in-breaths and out-breaths as you need to encompass it all. Breathe in, and as you exhale, immerse the country that you live in, wherever you are. Continue that inhale and that exhale to make sure that you get to every boundary of the country that you are in right now. You hold there. You hold your country in love and appreciation and kindness and compassion. If your country resides on a continent that envelops other countries, you're going to expand your energy field to include the entire continent. So you breathe in, and as you exhale, you immerse your love, your appreciation, your kindness, and your compassion to that entire continent and all the people in it. All of the living beings on the continent in which you are on right now. Breathe in, and as you exhale, you're going to immerse your love, your appreciation, your kindness, and your compassion for the entire world and every sentient being in it and on it. Hold here for 3 solid in-breaths and 3 solid out-breaths as you immerse the world, all the people, all the animals, and the living being that is the world in your love, your appreciation, your kindness, and your compassion. Now expand your energy field to include all space and all time. Moving through the cosmos, throughout the time of our ancestors, and throughout those who will come long after we are gone. You breathe in, and as you exhale, you immerse them in all the love, all the appreciation, all the kindness, and all the compassion that you hold for yourself, that you hold for others in this time, in this world. You're now going to do it through the universe and hold it for 3 in-breaths and 3 solid out-breaths, affirming love and kindness and compassion throughout space, time, and geography for all beings, for all of life, for every sentient being. You remember that your thoughts are prayers. So when you begin to have thoughts of anger and blame, when you begin to have thoughts that you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, there's nothing you can do, your hands are tied, you're not powerful enough, you return to this meditation, you return to this truth that every breath you take, you send a ripple effect of love and kindness and compassion and appreciation throughout space and time. You have that power. Those are the thoughts that you want to be your prayers. That is you putting feet and hands and action behind what you wish for the world. It takes 10 minutes of your time to completely envelop the world and all the sentient beings in it, to completely envelop the universe through space and time and all the sentient beings in it with love and kindness and appreciation and compassion. You are more powerful than you know. You can do very big things with your imagination and your breath, including heal the world. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath, and when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Exhale. One more nice big breath. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes and resume normal breathing.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're very welcome.
To add to this real quick, I've never prayed for anyone, but I just felt like, or I feel like I need to add a little bit something. Mm-hmm. So I just pray to spirit, source, God, creator, whatever's out there, is just help us open the hearts and the minds of humanity so we can raise our vibration, so we can be better, and we can help our fellow human, our neighbors, and make this a better world for everyone that lives in it. So this is my wish and my prayer for today. So it is. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. We'll see you at our next podcast.
For sure. Thank you so much.